If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Well, let's get right into our interview, continuing with Basil Yards, talking about his experience with D. James Kennedy. So let's see what he has to teach us about this.
A lot of leaders are flawed. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And D. James Kennedy was a great guy, but he wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. And that showed up a measure of imperfection that mm-hmm. he had. When you don't reject a group of people that believe in Jesus Christ mm-hmm. just because of the way they function. Mm-hmm. But I was flawed in that area, too. I used to believe that we Pentecostals were the real, true people of God, and you had to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. Otherwise, you weren't really where God wanted you to be, and so on. And then I went to Fort Lauderdale with D. James Kennedy, and one day he took me out, and we knocked on the door of the house in Fort Lauderdale, and this lady came to the door. She was holding a bottle of rum that she was drinking. She was totally drunk, and she was talking about how her girlfriend took away her husband, and she couldn't even stand up properly. And I, as a Pentecostal pastor, I was ready to turn away. You don't waste time talking to drunks. They don't understand anything that you're saying. This Presbyterian priest said, "Can we come in?" And the woman stepped back and opened the door, and we walked in, and he sat down, and I sat down, and she was standing, and he said, "I would love to pray with you about that situation. Can we pray?" And he knelt down, and I knelt down, and she dropped down on her knees beside us. And he reached over and placed his hand on her shoulder, and he prayed a simple prayer: "Lord Jesus, I ask you to heal this woman's heart. And would you touch her mind so that she can understand what we are saying? In Jesus' name." A simple prayer like that, he mm-hmm. prayed. And right before these Pentecostal eyes, I saw a miracle that I had never seen. A woman who was totally drunk became totally sober.
Wow.
Wow. And it was not a Pentecostal pastor that prayed for her. It was a Presbyterian priest. Yeah. Now, that rocked my world.
Was D.J. James Kennedy charismatic in any way? I can't remember.
Well, really. No, he was not a tongue talker.
No. That's pretty much what I mean.
He believed that when you pray, things happen.
Wow.
So he prayed.
Yeah.
And
isn't that something?
It happened. And he shared the gospel with that woman. And in 20 to 25 minutes time, we were back on our knees, and she was praying and inviting Jesus Christ into her life.
Wow.
I left there that day totally changed about what my mission as an evangelist was. Mm. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things he showed me very clearly, that a real evangelist was not someone who went all around the world preaching. Now, that you can, God might call some people to that type of evangelism, right. But Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 explains what the role of an evangelist is. Mm-hmm. The role of an evangelist is to equip the saints. Wow. And an evangelist, let me share a little thing with you about how big countries colonized, took other countries and colonized them. Mm-hmm. I'm from Barbados.
Was that British?
Yes.
No, you know how I knew that? Because yesterday we were talking. I have a Nigerian lives with me, and he, too, that was British. You said car park.
Okay.
And I'm like, it must be British.
Yes. Well, Barbados, if you went on Google and you Google Little England, Barbados comes up.
Really? I didn't know that.
Barbados is the only island in the Caribbean that never changed hands from the British.
So it's still British today?
It was British up until 1966 when it became independent.
Wow.
And when it became independent, so after it became independent, it remained within the British Commonwealth
of Nations.
Up yes. until, I think, 2 years ago when it became a republic.
Wow.
But everything on Barbados was done as it was done in Britain.
Wow.
And I was asked to be a privy councillor. A privy councillor is someone in Britain, is a lord who becomes an advisor to the Queen.
Oh, wow.
And I was asked to be an advisor to the Queen representative in Barbados, the Governor General.
Wow.
So I started studying some things and made some amazing discovery. I discovered that what Britain used to do, they would send a fleet of fighting ships with a general to take a country. So let's use Barbados. I think it was around 1625, they took possession of Barbados. The general was the person who was given the blueprint by the king as to what to do, how to colonize the country. But not only was a general sent, they always sent someone who was known as a psychic.
Really?
As a psychic, yeah.
Wow.
Like, you remember in the Bible when Paul was traveling from
Barnabas?
Yeah, somebody, do you remember, it was a captain or who, looked into the ball and discerned that there was going to be something was going to happen, told the captain it was okay to travel. Mm-hmm. And Paul, by the Spirit of God, said, no, it is not okay to travel. And they had their own discerner who said it was okay. So they took off. And eventually, you know, the ship was shipwrecked
right.
at Malta. But the purpose of the psychic was to advise the general when it was the right time to do certain things and so on.
Now,
okay.
This is fact. I didn't know this. Now, this is in the 1600s, and this is in England, which is also the Church of England. Mm-hmm. So this is what was this back then? I'm not talking about now. Anglican practice,
I'm not going to get into. I honestly don't know what it was.
No, that's fascinating.
But I know that there was someone who had those kind of discerning powers, and he wasn't called a prophet. The Bible refers to that person as a prophet. But I'm going to get to that. There was also given a propagandist. Propagandist was the person who would get on a horse and ride up and down across the country and talk with the people and tell them how wonderful Britain was and how wonderful the king is. He's the greatest person in the whole world. Really, you got to love him. And the propagandist had to win the hearts of the people to the king and to Britain.
I never knew that. I never knew any of this.
Okay.
I never knew any of this.
So the propagandist would do that, and then he would get other people, local people, to do the same thing. Talk about how wonderful Britain was, you know. And I'll never forget, as a young boy, every morning we sang with the praises of the Queen. I was in the time of the Queen and not the King. But we would sing, God save our gracious Queen, long live our noble Queen, God save the Queen.
Wow.
Send her victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us. God save the Queen.
Wow.
And we would sing the praises of the Queen.
Isn't that something? And they always said that the tune for My Country 'Tis of Thee was the Britain national anthem. And sure enough, we just heard that demonstration right then and there. Well, that was very good, explaining a little bit of his background. And this is all plays together in what his ministry is. So we're going to look at that more over the next over tomorrow and about 4 days next week. So we're going to look at that. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you again tomorrow with the next part of our interview with Basil Yards. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.